Welcome to a special edition of the Chariot Tech Cast. I'm Ken Rimple. This week is the Spring One conference down in Florida. So what we wanted to do is give you an idea of what's going on down at the conference. The first interview we have is from a member of our team, Rich Friedman, an application architect who's worked with Spring. He has recently done some blogging on the Spring One event at his website, graybeardedgeek.net, which there'll be a link in the show notes and that you can get to from Chariot's blogs. Let's listen in on a conversation we just had a few minutes ago about what he heard last night at the keynote by Rod Johnson. So I read your blog last night. I guess early this morning. A lot of stuff that he talked about today, a lot of new products that are coming out, huh?
Yes.
Especially the spring, looks like the spring Tomcat server, and I heard some rumblings about that. Can you tell us a little bit about what you heard there?
Well, we actually got a little demo. It looked very nice. Basically, they've gone into the Tomcat source code and instrumented the entire thing. So now, through their AMS product, which is one of their commercial products, you can instrument Tomcat on the fly, see how all of your components are doing in your applications. You can debug things. They demonstrated creating a deadlock between two threads and then getting a thread dump and being able to look at that pretty directly in AMS. And then I think the most exciting thing for production environments that wish to use Tomcat is manageability. So the ability to start and stop multiple Tomcat instances, deploy and undeploy applications across multiple instances. I think that's big. They talked about Tomcat having something like 80% of the market share out there. This could, I think, make a big bite into the other 20%.
Yeah, it does sound like it. Now, did they talk anything at all about the USGI server, Spring DM?
Not really so much. Other than that there's going to be continuing development on it, making the packages that are in the DM server available for use outside the DM server. So there's going to be a single point, reference point for versioning compatibility across a lot of the third-party jar files that are currently in use, and that comes out of their versioning in the DM server. But now they'll expose those to those of us using the same things in Tomcat or the TC server. Mm-hmm. And around that, they showed, again, not available yet, but we got an early demo of their application configurator, as they call it, mm-hmm. which is a web application that allows you to specify what kind of application you want to build, say a web application or web services, how you want it deployed. Are you going to be using Tomcat or TC server, or DM server? Are you using Hibernate? Are you using JPA? Any number of things like that. Takes you through this whole wizard, decides what it is you need, bundles it all up for you, and lets you download a zip file. And that can include, by the way, a JVM if you want that included. It can include the server if you're choosing to deploy on Tomcat or a DM server. If you're using another server, it obviously wouldn't include it. But it can give you a starting point for your application without you having to sit down and figure out what all the components are and all the versions are that are going to work together.
That's fantastic. Now, did they say that that was only for licensed individuals and companies, or is that something open for the open source?
That configuration application will be available to everyone. That is open source.
That's phenomenal. And I think you mentioned in the blog about a VMware image as one of the options on the screen anyway.
Yeah, it wasn't really talked about. They kind of skipped over it in the demo, but at what we saw flip by pretty quickly on the page where you download the bundle. One of the options did seem to be a VMware image. So, yeah, I'm guessing that you would get the image with your VM and server already installed. I don't know how much further than that they might go, whether they're thinking about giving you a starter app or just a lib directory, but it should be interesting to see.
Spring 3.0 is coming out in GA sometime in 2009, early 2009.
Yeah, I think they're talking end of Q1, early Q2 for that. They've got a milestone build coming out. I believe they said this week. And there's a lot of exciting things going on there.
I think you mentioned RESTful mappings, right?
As they explained it, they never really stopped you from doing it before, but they didn't really help much either. And Coming is direct support for that kind of mapping. Full support for generics and dropping backward compatibility for JDK 1.4, so it'll be Java 5 or Java 6 only. We've got declarative model validation, also using their Spring Expression Language, which is coming out, which is backward compatible with the Unified EL, but provides some enhancements on it. The declarative model validation will use let you use Hibernate validators, and there's some support in there for JSR 303, even though that's currently not final and a little bit of a moving target, but they intend to support it as much as they can by the time the release comes out.
Can you recap what that is, just briefly?
Well, that's declarative validation.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's not exactly like Hibernate declarative validation, but very similar. I believe the guy who's the lead on at Hibernate for that is also the lead on the JSR. So they're gonna, we're sure, be very similar, but not exactly the same.
And then just a final question. I know that the recent Groovy Grails G2.1 purchase was a big deal to that community. Did he mention that at all at the talk?
Yeah, we actually did have a short presentation from the tech lead for Grails. He's here. Continued support, obviously, migrating the or bringing Spring's enterprise support to Grails and strengthening Grails.
Well, Rich, thanks for checking in with us. You can read more from Rich Friedman, one of Chariot's correspondents down here at Spring One, at his blog, greybeardedgeek.net. That's G-R-E-Y, beardedgeek.net. Thanks, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right, bye. To find out more about Chariot Solutions, including viewing our blogs, podcasts, and presentations dating back to 2002, visit our website at www.chariotsolutions.com. For information about our 2009 Emerging Technologies for the Enterprise conference, held on March 26th and 27th, 2009, visit that website at www.phillyemergingtech.com. For the TechCast, I'm Ken Rimple.